In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From Isaiah chapter number 58, verse number 3. Why have we fasted? They say, and you have not seen. Why have we afflicted our soul and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. In number 6, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Glory be to God forever, Amen. Today is the first Sunday in the Holy Land, and our pleasure that we follow only the steps of Jesus Christ. Our pleasure that we know very well that Jesus Christ, he was fasting. He was fast before 40 days, and we are following him the 40 days the same. That's why tomorrow exactly we will start the 40 days of the Holy Lent or the Holy Fast. First week only like a preparation, and it inserted by Abba Demetrios Karam, the number 12, the Archbishop number 12. It like only instead of the Saturday, because no fasting with no eating on Saturday, that we have only the first week, and the last week is the whole week. But if you are looking to the Holy Lent or to the fasting, we have to know very well that our Lord Jesus Christ give us the Holy Lent or the fasting with different concept or different meaning. The new concept and the new meaning of the Holy Lent or the fasting is now is it's only a gift to God. We have to sacrifice ourselves, to have to sacrifice our body to God. And this is only the new meaning for it. And if I need to give God or if I need to give someone or anybody, I need to give him like a gift, I have to be happy. And I have to ask myself first, I'm happy during fasting or no? I have to ask myself first, I am happy during fasting or it's only like I'm prison or whatever. I have to fast because all the people now are fasting or all the church is fasting. Or as far as now, I have to fast. Or for example, at my home, the kids now, they have to fast, and that's why. Or I have to come now to the church, that's why I have to take to attend the liturgy and to take the communion. Then I have to fast, but I'm not happy. That's why I have to ask myself first, I'm in the fasting. In fasting now, I'm fast. I am happy or no? But the other question is, why I have to be happy during fasting? First of all, I have to be happy during fasting because the fasting is a period of victory. What the meaning of the period of victory? The period of victory because no prevalence on the devil without fasting. I cannot defeat any sin, any bad thought, any bad things, bad habits, bad lusts without fasting. Then if I am going to fast, by the end, I have to know this is a period of victory. Also, this is one, I cannot possession any virtue without fasting. It means that by the end of the fast, I have to know very well that if I have a sin, if I have a problem in my life, if I have a problem, for example, a bad thought, by the end of the fast, I have to know that I am now in a period of victory I have to defeat all of them. That's why I have to be happy. I'm not fasting only because now our church is fast. I have to fast. Not this one. I have to know very well by the end of this fast, I have to win. I have to win. The second point with why I have to be happy. Because during the fasting, it's increasing our proximity to God. It's mean I will be very close to God. For example, if I'm fasting, I'm fast all the day, and by the end I have to attend, for example, a liturgy. Or I have to find the time to pray. It's mean that I'm going to be more close to God. And this is also a very important point, because by the end of the fasting, I am now more close to God. I build a good relationship with God. And I have to ask myself during fasting, where I am now from God. I am outside the circle, or I am inside and I am talking with Him. This is another aim from fasting. First one, it's a period of victory. I have to defeat all sins, all thoughts. And not by myself only. If I'm fasting because I am good, no. I am fast, I'm in fasting, and I have to accept to receive all the grace and blessing from God, who will help me to defeat all sins. This is the aim of fasting. And the second point is, this is one, I'm increasing my relationship with God. I am now more close to God. I am talking with Him. But how it's also increasing the proximity to God? In heaven, there is no food and no drinks. And when we are fasting, for example, we have to stop to eat. And which is the same. Jesus Christ gave us like a small delicious taste from the heaven. When we are fasting, it means that I'm stopped to eat, and which is the same in heaven, where there's no food and no drink. And now I'm taste now what is the meaning of heaven. That's why I'm more and more close to God. But if I'm asked another question, during all my life, and I have a lot of fasts, and the problem that I have no joy, no gladness, no happiness with fasting. There is something wrong. I cannot feel the meaning of fasting. I have no relationship with God. Then I have to ask myself, why? Why I'm not happy during fasting? Why I have no feel that I am more close or too close to God? The answer, first of all, I have to ask myself first, I am fast now for God or for people? I am fast now because I love God, or I am fast now because only all the people now are fasting? Or the church? Or if Abuna will ask me, for example, are you fasting? Yes, I'm fasting now. It's good. Thanks God. That's it. This is only because all we have to fast, or I'm fasting only because this is for God. This is, I need to give something, a sacrifice for my body to God. This is another question I have to ask myself, why I'm fasting? For people or for God? We have to know that our fasting is not any more imposition. It's mean. It's only from the heart, coming from heart. You have to fast because I love God. I need to give Him something. And if we go into the arguments, for example, can I jump to the second week or third week because I cannot begin this or start the fasting from the day zero? I cannot. It's too hard on me. Or why this man or this woman, okay, they didn't fast now. We can. Or why this church now? You know what? This church is only fasting 2 or 3 weeks only. This is an argument. And the argument, because I'm not happy. I haven't the aim of fasting. I lost the way now. I don't know where I am now. I have to evaluate again now my relationship with God. The second point, why I'm not happy during fasting. We have to know that fasting without love is useless. What's the meaning of love? Love toward all the people. Love toward all the people. It means if I have something bad in my heart toward someone else and I'm fasting, it's useless. In fasting, we are entreat our God for His mercy. And we ask Him to forgive our sins. If I'm asking God to forgive my sin, I have to forgive for the people. I have to not judge the people. Then fasting without love to people, it's useless. That's why I'm not happy. I'm not happy because I have no relationship with God. I have no love in my heart. I cannot accept any people. I have to judge the people. I see only the bad things. I see only the negative. Never see the positive. I have to judge only. There is no love in my heart. Then my heart is closed. And also, the heart of God is closed. He cannot give me any grace during fasting. That's why I'm not happy. Then I'm not happy because maybe I'm fasting for people, not for God, or I have no love in my heart toward the people. Also, fasting and prayers. It's only two things together. I cannot separate it. Fasting and prayer, all together. Prayer without fasting, useless. And fasting without prayer, also it's useless. If I am fasting only, that's it, I am fasting. I stop to eat and go to liturgy. That's it, and without any more prayer, by the end of the day, for example, or by the beginning of the day, only to entreat God, to ask Him His mercy, and to thank Him about everything, also it's useless. That's why we say all everything every day, fasting and prayer. Then, yes, fourth point, why I'm not happy during the fasting, because the fasting also needs tenders. If I'm asking God His mercy, it means that also I have to have mercy in my heart toward the people. By the end of the day, when I stop eat, and by the end of the day, when I feel hungry, I have to remember all the people who had no food. And in this case, I have, from my heart, I have to give to all the people who need. Then we conclude only why we are not happy during fasting. We are not happy because maybe I lose the way for why I'm fasting. It's for God or for people. I'm not happy because maybe I have to judge people. I have no love in my heart. I'm not happy because maybe I have no prayer during my fasting. And number four, there is no tenders. And please, when you go back to home, open Isaiah 58 and read it carefully. Isaiah 58. You know what is the meaning of fasting and what is the grace and blessing we receive from fasting. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pontificator, Creator, Creator, heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of life, true God, begotten, not created, of my sin, Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again, and the Lord judges the living and dead, whose kingdom shall not end. Yes, we, the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and sons, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism for the remission of sins. We